Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a better life? A life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit lisagiroux.com. G-I-R-O-U-X. lisagiroux.com. Feel better. Live better. lisagiroux.com.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wow, that's my new fun little intro there. Very good, Brian. Thank you so much. And, yes, I'm here sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I am so grateful that you are here with me today on this amazing day where life is occurring. So, as always, let's come to center. Take a deep breath. Engage that powerful pelvic point. Squeeze your entire physical body. And on the exhalation, just let go all the way down to your toes. Down, down, down. Releasing. Letting go of any stress. Letting go of any disbelief in your own true power to create peace of mind and well-being and to be here now. So, today, what if today is the most important day of your life? I'm writing a little piece called Call the Police. Someone has robbed you of your life, and it's you. Sometimes we're just too busy, too stressed, too unaware of the present moment to enjoy our life. This busyness robs us of our vitality. It robs us of our health, our peace of mind, and our wealth. And I know this to be true. There was a time in my life when I was living the city life, city stress, excuse me, every day, scurrying about. I had no peace of mind. I had no purpose other than everyone else's agenda. And I was struggling financially. We live in a world where we really do not take the time to be awakened, aware, fully alive. And this impacts us greatly within our body, within our mind state. And this is called stress. It's really, really distress and dis-ease that is created when we aren't practicing our full body awareness, our full attention to this moment in time where life is occurring. Take a breath now. Let your body expand and hold for an instant, engaging that powerful pelvic point. Squeeze the entire body landscape. And exhale. We exhale, making the exhalation just a bit longer than the inhalation before it. This moves us into the body. Embodiment. this moves us towards the relaxation response. This allows the body and the mind to come together, to unite. This enhances our health by moving us towards that relaxation response. And if you've gotten your gift from the website, and the website is kind of under construction still, but the free gifts are there, and there's what's called the Daily Grid. And the Daily Grid is a tool that I love to share that teaches us how to manage our day. And I wish I had my copy of the Daily Grid this morning as I was working on this new project, and I got carried away myself and forgot to hydrate right away this morning. And suddenly it was mid-morning, and I hadn't had a second glass of water, and I was really in a state of confusion. I was down at my desk. I had opened my Fiverr account. I had opened Facebook. I was on Twitter. I was everywhere except right here in my body, being present, awake, and aware, so that I could share this information that you can use for transformation. And so I had to come right up and manage my physical landscape. I did my wonderful protein shake. I drank 3 glasses of water right in a row, tapped, and created this radio show. So thank you for being here, where we are living in plenty. My challenge continues to be navigating the technical world. And so when I was sitting in meditation today, my second meditation today, I had the realization that to continue to do what I love the most, to have my platform be this radio show. I love this radio show. I so enjoy it, and that's why I'm back on. I'm going to be doing more teaching now from the radio show, so we're going to be going at least an hour a day, and on some days I will be taking questions again, and those days we'll be going 90 minutes so that I have time to answer your questions, your most burning questions about living the spiritual life. And how excited was I yesterday walking through the grocery store when I saw the special edition of Newsweek magazine called The Spiritual Life. And we're now seeing this work that I've been doing for more than 20 years moving towards mainstream, which can be a huge blessing. I'm believing that it's going to be a huge blessing, because I think that our work that we're doing together, the expansion, the effortless expansion that we are having, that we are moving towards, that we're experiencing, there's the word, thank you, the effortless expansion that we are experiencing now is beginning or continuing to awaken and illumine the minds of mankind. And all of this work, all of the ripples, the frequencies, the contributing to the collective conscience that you and I are doing, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, is really beginning to pay off in a figurative way. It's more and deeper understanding each and every day, each and every day. And so when we have periods of discouragement, when we look across and we see the the upheaval, the birthing effect that is occurring on the planet right now. Remember, we must go through this chaos. It has been predicted, and it is our job to create that peace of mind each and every day through our relaxation practice, through our simple practice, so that we are strengthened and not weakened, so that we can continue this work of moving along our pathway, our own personal pathway, peace of mind first. Through peace of mind, we awaken to purpose. Through awakening of purpose, we then have this prosperity that is grander and greater than anything we could have ever imagined. It's a prosperity of vitality, of enjoyment, of love, of work that sustains us on all levels. And it's this enjoyment of life that we're talking about today. Take a breath. I must sneeze. Hang on. You hold that breath, engage the powerful pelvic point, squeeze your entire body, feeling fully present in your entire being, all the way up, all the way down, come back to your heart, pump that thymus, exhale. The gift of present time consciousness, of being fully here now, relaxed, and enjoying this moment, no matter what is occurring, becomes the key. If we are not in enjoyment, in joy, then we are out of balance on something. That's why, you know, I was in hell about an hour ago down in the office because I'd been sitting there. I could feel the drain of all the electromagnetic waves on my body, and I was working to, scurrying and working to produce this new teaching, and thank God there was a little voice that said, you got to get up, get away from your desk, get back to enjoyment, and the only way I could do that were the ways that I explained to you earlier. Managed my physical landscape, managed my mental landscape, and here we are together. And I am at balance, enjoying this moment in time where life is occurring. I'm enjoying the warmth of my cup of tea in my hand. You probably heard me preparing that just a few minutes ago. I'm enjoying the bluster outside and grateful that my husband, that the business that we own together, that I am able to work from home, and I'm sending him love and light from here as he is out there managing our business. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that I am able to be the Buddha of the home, goddess of the home, the return to the hearth, to expand and create love and warmth here so that we are all more effective out there. This enjoyment of the present moment is really 6, 7, 8 sensory experience or more. In the new goddess teachings, we're talking about the 360 points of awareness that we're moving towards. I can't even name all 360. I can't even imagine that. But as I'm speaking to you, I am feeling my entire body. I'm feeling not just the physical body, but I'm also feeling my emotional body. I'm very at peace. I'm feeling my astral body. I've got the chill bumps right now because I'm so fully engaged right now within and without. You know, I'm fully capable of making tea and sipping that and speaking to you. And what this full body awareness does for our health, for our peace of mind, for our life, is make us realize that we are effortlessly expanding, that we are always managing this physical landscape so that we can experience this life in an enjoyable way. And we do so now, today, at this moment in time where life is occurring, so that when the challenges come, and they will, we have something to draw from. We're potent in our purpose. We're potent in our prosperity of being awake and aware here and now so that we can better navigate the challenges. And we know for certain this to be true because we feel it. We're feeling bodies that surround spirit or source or soul or God or creator or how, whatever you call it, but it is the intelligence, the universal life force that we are now tapping into within and without. In the new coaching series, the ABCs of Being Well, Always Be Compassionate is, of course, the acronym for the ABCs. But we're going to be talking about some alternatives to the daily grind that you're experiencing. In the Access Success teachings, we talk about whose level of success are you busting your hump for? And can't we have all of that and more? Yes, please. And as always, what happens or from my perspective, what doesn't happen is as important as what happens. We want to shift from doing to being. I was speaking with someone yesterday about coming up on a one-year anniversary of sobriety and how oftentimes that new sobriety, the rosy pink glow that we get when we first get sober, you know, really carries us a long way. And then if we don't work the work or don't walk the talk or don't create a spiritual practice or don't open up to higher realms of awareness or commune with the divine, we're really white-knuckling it. And that we choose busyness instead of beingness because we're so, what I believe, we're so fearful about what will happen when we do finally sit down and really think about all of the years that we were out there whooping it up, as I like to call it. And that busyness then moves us further away from the enjoyment or the connection or the divine aspect of our life. And we physically begin to falter, and then our sobriety is compromised as well. And for me, it was the 12-step programs that worked, certainly. And that's what I encouraged for this person as well. And because there were certain steps that we take. Remember, we are step one is let's step up. For me, this is not the 12 steps. But we're stepping up. We're assuming full responsibility. And then step two is to take that breath and step back, witness it all. Okay, so we step up, we take a breath, and then we step back and we look back and we become grateful for the entire journey and those times when we were less than enlightened for those decades. I know from where I speak. But through this simple practice that I share with you, we move then into, wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I now see through this full awareness of my life, of my journey. As Maya Angelou said, I wouldn't give nothing for my journey now. I see the wisdom, and I'm so profoundly grateful. And the gratitude, what does that do? It buoys us. moves us right up that scale of consciousness into enlightenment. So we're like, oh, aha, I see all that distractedness was a protection mechanism. And now I have the clarity of mind, of heart, of body, of being, to be able to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I can forgive myself for the times when I was X, Y, or Z. Shame-filled, shameful, you know, if it was lying, thieving, cheating, you know, all those things that manipulative, less than what we would call so-called honorable experiences that we had to go through, or we thought we had to go through to get to this point. And we forgive ourselves. I've made plenty of mistakes and continue to do so. Remember, hopefully, I screwed up 100 times yesterday, maybe only 99 times today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have that, I love you, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. That very powerful Ho'oponopono that restores us to joy, joy in our mindscape. You know, the rest of the world may never be able to forgive you for what you did or didn't do in your past life, but you have to forgive yourself. You have to be willing to recognize your value and your worth, that your past no longer defines you. Take a breath. Engage, engage, engage. Oh, squeeze that one out. Oh, bring those shoulders up to your ears. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And now let that go. Let me say that again. Your past is not your present. If you have been doing your work, you are not defined. You are no longer defined once we come to present time consciousness, awake and aware, step up. Okay, I really screwed up. Boy, that was some shitstorm I created. Step back, take that breath, drink it all in. There's got to be a golden goose in here. I remember that one story that it used to be a kid. I don't know, it was a half a ton of horse poop fell out of a truck, and the kid was so excited and thankful because he knew there just had to be a pony in there somewhere digging through all the horse poop that had been dumped upon him in a figurative way or literal way. And we must take these steps every day. It's like I told you, an hour ago I was in hell. The techno glamour hell, and had to move away from that. Had to clear my mind, clear my body, get back to present time consciousness, hydrate, get some good quality protein, move my body, did the tapping, and restore so that I could be here fully present for you now. After this radio show, I'm going to take the dogs out into the bluster. Well, I'll take one of the dogs. The little one won't go. And really move my body and get some deep breaths in. And that awake, aware breath, that means we're conscious that we're breathing. That is the spark of the divine. And we have to move our bodies. And we have to move our minds so that we can get to higher ground, so that we can get away from the daily grind, so that we can be at enjoyment, so that we can access the pathways, peace of mind first. That opens up purpose. What is today's purpose? Remember to write those down. Check them off. Give yourself a gold star. And then open up to that prosperity of feeling fantastic, living fantastic, loving fantastic, sharing fantastic, enjoyment, enjoy. Joy is our natural state. We forget that, though, because we're too busy. And so that busyness tips the scale of our body balance. And we can't shut down then. And that moves into all those wonderful things like insomnia, chronic fatigue, chronic inflammation, high blood pressure, can't digest food properly. And those are all things that I talk about in all of my coaching programs. You know, when I'm coaching clients, you know, I'm fine-tuning for you a personal program that we fine-tune for you after you, you know, clear out the clutter in your body, clear out the clutter in your mind, clear out the clutter in your home, so you can begin to seek clarity about your power to create this life. I can't do it for you. All I can do is offer some of this ancient wisdom that you can apply to your modern life so that you can be restored, rested, rejuvenated, ready to excel and access your level of success. Oftentimes, we meet resistance, don't we? We meet resistance because what we're willing to let go of, and this is where you really need a wellness coach, you really need a spiritual mentor, because we call that the healing crisis. And I've talked a lot about this. And you can go back in time and look at some of the downloads regarding that. But what happens is our habits, our habitual beingness, creates grooves in our energetic field, so it keeps playing the same song over and over again. And we default back into those grooves very easily. And it's painful to change. It change can suck, okay? I'm not saying that it doesn't. But not changing is even worse. Not opening up to this, not moving through the laborious actions that we have to take. The most mundane, I mean, sometimes we are just face down, belly down, barely able to crawl. And then we put our head up. We get back, we strengthen ourselves, we become aware, we become awake, we hydrate every day. You know, you didn't just eat dinner last month, right? You must nourish yourself every day. And we talk about better forms of nourishment of the body, of the mind. We see the correlation between these things and all that we have created in our lives. And part of my story is, you know, I also have not just the addicted brain that I'm blessed to deal with, but the menopausal brain, the attention deficit disordered brain. You know, I'm like a little hummingbird. I'm like, la, 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 this and then that and this and then that. And focus is my challenge so that I can get to this work, make it meaningful, and make it practical so that even if on a level, even though you may not have this level of understanding, you're still benefiting because I'm speaking to the universal you. And that upgrade of the universal you and me is beyond understanding. This peace that is beyond all understanding and comprehension. And we're just letting that lie. We're just saying, okay, something is occurring here. And I want to call it good, and I want to call it God, and I want to call upon it often. And as I manage this very heavy, dense package that is my physical body, this third dimension reality, quote-unquote reality, in which we are enmeshed, there is this bounty of enlightenment that helps us lighten up. Lighten up, Francis, right? And what we're wanting to do is to continue to lighten our load, to clear the clutter on a emotional level, you know, those 60,000 thoughts that you're having and I'm having every single day. Which one of them, how many of them are enlightening and brightening? Because thoughts carry weight. They really don't carry weight, but on an energetic level, they really keep us. If we're not rushing up the scale of consciousness, then we're wallowing in weightiness. We have a heavy heart. And in the Goddess teachings, we talk more about that and the benefits of living a lightheartedness. I had a super profound experience this week with an energy healer, and it was a different type of healing than I've ever done. It was some sound therapy that I was working with a teacher, and after it was all over, you know, he said, "You are one of the chosen ones. You must continue doing what you're doing," and that gave me this rush of, oh, somebody understands, yay. And it also was almost a burden of, can I do it? You know, so we do navigate between this duality, this perceived duality. Had I just stayed in that, all right, yeah, woohoo, validation point, I wouldn't have to unwind the opposite of that I allowed myself to move into, the samsara, the joy, and the maya, which is the not so much joy, the duality of this experience, this expression, this moment in time where really we can only affect change is where we need to go. We step away from our fear, because if we are in fear, as A Course in Miracles states, we are not in love. There are only two realities according to, or two perceptions according to the Course in Miracles. Love, where all things amazing are happening. And fear, where all things not so amazing are happening. And the choice that we make every moment of every day really matters. Can you hear the wind screaming? And to clear the clutter of those thoughts can only be achieved through present time awareness, being here now, connecting to that breath, being here now, being so very grateful to be here now, forgiving ourselves for any time where we were not here now, and accessing that higher universal realm, universal laws, law, God, love, awakened, enlightened, enjoying this journey. Enjoyment, enjoy. Because That's how we create better health. So if you're having any health challenges, you must increase your meditative practice, your full body awareness. Going within, going within, going within, and breathing and being. So the recommendations for today would be go through your schedule and cut out any glut. Cut out anything that isn't absolutely necessary and that will take you away from the heart of your home, the communing with your beings of love and light. Ideally, you're living with beings of love and light, including your husband, your children, your mate, whatever it is. Go into a period of seclusion where you turn away from all the wonderful distractions that this culture offers us. Turn off the TV. Turn off the internet. Get off Facebook. Go within. Away from the technology, because the more sensitive we become, and I'm very sensitive, I know, like when I'm down there in the office, I'm going to have to move my salt rock lamp down there. I usually have it by the TVs because those electromagnetic waves are just working on us. So create a place, a peace for yourself that reflects within your heart and without of your heart. So somewhere in your home, you must have a chair you can sit in or a cushion on the floor or even lay down on, you know, your bed, although, you know, if you lay down, you may sleep. And you may sleep anyway, because this work, if you're just beginning, most of the people I work with are further advanced, you know, it's a lot for your conscious mind. And sometimes, you know, this work will put you right to sleep. And I do not take offense to that. Because as I said, I'm speaking to the universal you. And so you just allow this to reign through you, to purify your frequency. And take, you know, if you've been along all year, you know that we started with just 90 seconds, first thing in the morning, and then 90 seconds midday. Excuse yourself to the restroom. Leave your phone behind. Don't throw it in the toilet. I can't believe how many people drop their phones in the toilet. What are you doing with the phone in the toilet anyway? Take that 90 seconds just to spark that breath. Breathe. Give yourself a big pat on the back. Wow, I'm doing great today. Take it till you make it. There's a teaching that I love about William James. As a young person, was just filled with grief and stress and anxiety way back then. Became suicidal. Went for help, or someone offered him help, and the someone said, "You must act as if you are amazing and wonderful, even though you don't believe it. Act as if for 30 days. Fill your mind with thoughts and words of beauty. Fill your environment with acts of kindness, compassion, and beauty. And see where you are in those 30 days. Well, we do that, of course, in the 21 days, too, manifesting better and better. But, you know, even 21 days, we're recreating the habit. It becomes a habit then. We don't get rid of old habits. We incorporate new, better, healthier habits. And then, of course, the gratitude practice every single day, every single day. I am grateful for this moment in time. I'm grateful for a beautiful, powerful, healthy body. I'm grateful for work that sustains me. I'm grateful for a marriage that is amazing and blessed. I'm grateful for the space that you have created. I'm grateful for my little dog napping peacefully on the floor. I'm grateful. kindness in all its guises. I'm grateful. I am that I am. Breathe that in. Let that go. Restore yourself. Renew yourself. Realign to the divine. Awaken. And for those of you who are my more advanced students, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are now using the languaging of love, awaken. I am that I am. Love, awakened. I am that I am. Love, awaken. I am that I am. Love, awaken. How does that feel for you? I imagine you're feeling better. I know I am. And I'm very grateful. So I'd like to invite you along for a trio of teachings. These are 3 90-minute one-on-one coaching calls. Comes with all of the worksheet that we're doing together where we're getting clear on what your purpose is. We're stepping away from whose ever life you're living and we're moving towards your level of success just for you, which is for the benefit of all when we are living our truth with a capital T, when we are standing in our power with a capital P. When we are creating every day a space and a place that sustains and nourishes us. And if you're interested in that trio of teachings, you can call me directly at 719-293-4157. And this is March of 16. That would be your cue to me that I know where you came from, this radio show. And I'm excited that we're going to be getting back together. And I'm working this show more as a teaching platform again. And I will be setting up the regular hours for the radio show. So please follow me so you know when those are. And you can email me at lisa@lisagirux.com, G-I-R-O-U-X, and let me know your questions about your spiritual life. And please go to the website, www.lisagirux.com, and I've got a few different free gifts there. I'm also now an instructor on Kajabi. You'll be able to buy all of these classes as audios and hear them anytime, access them over and over and over again because we only hear probably only about 4%. Those of us who are really focused might hear 10% of any given conversation, and we want to make sure that we're getting all of this information so that it's fitting into all of those grooves. It's filling in all of the grooves in our physical body with the love and light so that we don't revert back, that we become buoyant in all of our endeavors so that we're creating something even better each and every day through our practice, 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 and we must continue to meditate, effortlessly expand, meditate, effortlessly expand, getting to a new level. There's always the birthing process. Sometimes it really sucks, but most of the time it's absolutely amazing, fantastic, wonderful. And that's where we want to be, and so that those of us who are here to be the way showers, which I am very blessed to be a light weaver, a way shower. I need your support. I need your connection, your contribution to the collective conscience. Those of us, we need each other. Those of us who feel alien in a physical world, we need to be supporting each other and encouraging each other and cheerleading each other. And I say hip, hip, hooray for you each and every day. So again, please come along for your trio of teachings, a private one-on-one coaching session. If you've never been coached before, I highly recommend it. It's very enlightening, very beneficial, and the work that we do is different than maybe any type of coaching you've had before, because we're coaching spirit, we're coaching soul, we're accessing higher realms of awareness, we're stepping away from the mundaneness, we're accessing the miraculous. And I want to welcome you to come along. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time today. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, prosperity, and we're accessing the realms of plenty. We know that there's more than enough of all things for all. And we're very grateful and very profound. Thank you.
Are you looking for a better life? A life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit lisagiroux.com. G-I-R-O-U-X. lisagiroux.com. Feel better. Live better. lisagiroux.com.